Tonight's Shir Simon Ayin Vov, Siv Aleph Beis and Gimel. Simon Ayin Vov, Lihizoher Mitzoyo B'Shas Kriyishma. It is necessary to be careful from excrement when reciting Kriyishma. Siv Aleph Tzoya B'Ashoshis Mutu L'Kros Kenegdo. If excrement is covered in some kind of glass covering, it is permitted to recite Kriyishma in its presence. Afal Pishiroya Oso Derech Dof Nasea. Either you can see it through the walls of glass. Mishum, the bekisui torachmona. When it comes to tsoya, the Torah wants that it should be covered, and it's covered. Tichsiv, like it says in Pasuk, v'chisi sa es tse osecha. And you should cover that which comes out of you, v'ha miskasya. And it is covered. Mishnah Berurah, sifkan alf, ba'ashashis, hu shal zechuchis adover achaman here. This lamp of sorts, this covering, is glass or anything else which you can see through. Sifkon beis likrois. It's mutter to recite kriyishma if the tsoya is covered ba'ashoshis. That you should know. The bekol halachos elu, in all these halachos, at simen peches, through simen peches, v'chein in iser ever nisgal. This goes back to what we said before about ever too. Komakum shenisgar hadin in the kriyishma, whenever we say the halacha relevant to kriyishma, Bein l'inyan heter, whether it was mutter to say kriyishma, bein l'inyan isser, it's also to say kriyishma. Halav davka kriyishma. It's not only kriyishma. Dor den teira utfila v'kolinyon yagadusha. If you can't say shema, you can't learn teira, and you can't daven, can't do any of the gadusha. And if you can say kriyishma, then you can learn teira, and you can daven. It's all the same. Ubein she'omram b'loshna kodesh, ubein b'loshna chol, and it makes no difference if you say it in Lashna Kodesh or not. If it's mutter, it's mutter in all of them. If it's asr, it's asr in all of them. Sivkat and Gimel, Kinegda. It's mutter to say Kriyishma facing it, v'imagil o'reach ra, but if a bad smell comes, even though it's covered, asur, then you will not be able to. V'afil ma'an da'am v'simen ayin tes sif beis, even according to the opinion of simen ayin tes, da'afsokam or elis l'reach ra, that if there's a separation, then it's okay for a bad smell. Davka mechitza shu reshus b'fnei atzmo. That separation has to be a bona fide wall, mechitza, that makes it a separate domain. Aval kfias kli lo, but not just covering it with a vessel. Umekomokum en tzorach b'zeh arba amas, mimokum sheh kole hareach, but you don't need to be 4 amas away from the end of the smell. Ela kozmachin magia ilov sagi. As long as the smell doesn't reach him, that's sufficient. Can cause the pimagodim from zeh. So writes the pimagodim in this simon. Av a simon ayin tes the mishpat zahav nishpat zarchin. In simon ayin tes the pimagodim remains with a zarchin. V'ayin b'simon ayin tes b'locha. Look in the berlocha over there in simon ayin tes. Se'if beis. So a biguma. If you have tzaya, excrement in an indentation in the ground, a small hole, meniach sandalo aleha, you could put your shoe over the hole, the kari, and say shema, or say a bracha, or learn Torah. Dechashiva kemechusa, that makes it covered.
You mean stepping on it, or
no? I didn't say that. Your shoe covers the hole. Your shoe covers the hole, makes it covered. So if there's no bad smell and it's covered, that's fine. But your shoe cannot touch the excrement. It has to cover the hole and your shoe is clean. But if your shoe comes in contact with the tzaya, that's no good. Mr. Busef Kondat, sandalo, lavdavka sand, doesn't have to be a sandal. It could be anything he uses to cover it. He could take a napkin, a handkerchief, anything, and cover it. For Nakat Sandal, the reason we mentioned his shoe, the tema de botla gabi gufa, you shouldn't say it's like attached to his body. It's as if he's covering it with his bare foot. His body is not a kisui. If he uses his bare foot to cover it, it would not be a covering. Kamash Malon, that a shoe is separate from his body and is considered a kisu. Sifkan hei, shelo yehei v'chulu, as long as his shoe is not touching the tzaya. What's the lami to say? Afilu im ein hatzaya mispashet al tzadol yatzandu v'chutz, even though when his shoe touches the tzoya, it doesn't spread around the size of his shoes to the outside. So it's still not seen. It's totally covered by the shoe. It doesn't make a difference. It's no good. Even though we mentioned the last covering, but in that case, either the soa is touching and attached to the glass. Shari is permitted to recite Kriyishma, because it's not on the outside, it's only on the inside. Sandal ogar tefe, his shoe is worse than that. Because he's wearing the shoe, but if you would take off his shoe and leave his shoe over the hole with the tzaya and the tzaya is touching the shoe, that's fine. If he's wearing the shoe and the shoe is touching the tzaya, that's a problem. Sifkan vav nogeya, touching the shoe. Ayein ba'olas tomit, l'fimigodim, shemitzadim lomar, if you look in olas tomit, l'fimigodim, they are inclined to say, dim'achash akar kriyishma uvir chosel, if he said Shema, and he said the Berachas Kriyishma, and then afterwards, Matzat Tzoya b'devuka b'sandalo mitachtiso, then he discovers that there was Tzoya stuck to his shoe underneath all along, and he had no idea. He didn't realize it at the time, and then he finds out. The halacha is Chozer v'korea Kriyishma b'lo b'chosel. He should repeat the Kriyishma, but he does not repeat the Berachas. Ayin Shematam, look there for the reason. V'minispashit hatzoya gam b'tzadad yasal yachotz. Now, if the Tzoya spreads from the bottom of the shoe up the sides to the outside, and come on Sifches, look ahead in Sifches, we're going to write about this in Sifkotan Lamed. Sif Gimel, Heviru so'o lefanov, Tzoya passes in front of him, Asur lekros kenegda, he may not recite Shema when he sees it, Upi chazir, and if there's a pig and its mouth is in front of him, Ketsoya overas tami, is the same as passing tzoya. Afilu oilim in a nar, even if the pig is coming out of a river, eino achitzim oel eslo, we don't say that washing off helps. Davki graf shal re'i, no different than a chamber pot. Mishtabura sifkan zayin lifanov. They pass tzoya before him. The same is true if it's floating on the water and it's in front of him. So he cannot say Kriya Shema in its presence. If you look at Beis Yosef, the silver he holds, there's really no difference if the tzoya is immobile, set in one place, or it's overus, it's moving. So here, like any other case, you'll need that you can't see it in front of you. And if it's behind you, you're 4 amos away from where the smell ends. And this is how the Tazbichash learn, that we don't make any differentiation whether Tzoya is sitting on the ground or Tzoya is moving. If it's behind you, you need dalet amos and no smell from where the smell ends. If it's in front of you, you can't see it. It has to be out of sight. Ach im hev yotzor milafon of al pnei rochvo. But if the tzoya is being passed ahead of him, on his width, which I believe means on his side, azdai b'dalat amis, then all you need is dalat amis, the same as if it was behind you. Dahayinu koidim shemegil adalam asaf, before it reaches his 4 amis, o achash and esraach emimel abba amis, or once it's beyond 4 amis from him, shori, that's okay. Kimin shu oz mitzido, because it's on his side. We learn in Siman Ayites, Dimitzidoy Havikmol Achrov. We treat on his side like behind him. The Sagi Barba Amis Yimagam Shkol Areach. That 4 amis is enough from where the smell ends. That Makom Shkol Areach, because wherever the smell persists, Hukmot Soya Mamish. It's as if the actual soya is there. Kivin Dereach Rashi Shlo Iker. It's called Dereach Rashi Shlo Iker. It's a bad smell that has its source present, and that's the same as soya. Could come on Siman Ayites. We will learn that later in Siman Ayites. If the tzoya is moving and not in one place, it's not standing stationary, then all you need is 4 amas from where the smell ends, even if it's straight in front of you. This is not like the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz and the Pichodesh. One should follow the view of Shulchan Aruch, Taz and Pichodesh, that we don't make this distinction between mobile and immobile. Well, in the Avid, but as far as the Avid is concerned, the Kfar Korv is Baal, if he ready daven, then ready said Krishma. Voice at Soa, Veras of Anov, Chusa Abba Amos, and there was Soy going ahead of him, in front of him, but it was beyond Dalan Amis. Ayan Pimigod, which across the Shon Pimigod, the Marks, this is his language. Well, Kfar Kasav, we wrote before. Kol Heicha, the Kaplukta, if there's a Machlekis, Choyzev, a Kuri Krishma, below, be a Chusa, he should repeat Krishma without the Brachas. Ubetfil, for Shmona Esrei, he would not daven. Again, Ayin Shama would look there further. Before we do the next Mishnah Berurah, let's take a look in Be'er Locha. Haviru, the chulu, the kos kenegda. If the soya is passing by in front of him, it's also the kos kenegda. Ayin, the Mishnah Berurah, Mashiach Sadni. Look at Mishnah Berurah, we wrote, im haviru al pnei rochbo. If it passes by his width, the dai be'arba amis is enough for four amis. Hu medivri hataz, that's the taz. After the amount the custom of the Magen Avraham is from the Tesef, even though the Magen Avraham writes that if it's in front of you on the side, it's like it's in front of you. So one should be strict with this. And the Lushi Sword writes this as well. I didn't want to write this image to Brua. Because if it's in front of you on the sides, the Yerabe is lenient. Especially in this case, because anyway, there are those who hold like the Bach, the feel of fun of mamash, that even if it's dead ahead of you, that since it's moving, all you need is dalan amos. Therefore, I'm not going to be machmer if it's in front of you on the sides. So even though the language is like a funny language, and may view it some of the fun of al pnei rochbo, he means on his side. So if it's straight ahead, that's where one has to be machmir, because machloik is a poskim. If it's to the side in front of him, not 12 o'clock, but like, say, 2 o'clock, whatever, coming down the side, so that he's going to be makel and treat it as if it's behind him, or let's totally let's dadav on his side, and say all you need is dalan amos from where the bayach ends. Sivkon test, a chazir, swine, are no better than a graf shel re'i, a chamber pot. Even if it comes straight out of the river, you cannot say Shema in its presence. V'im achalom patuach. What if there's an open window? V'chazir over, and the pig is walking by. Emut likros, can he say Shema from inside the room? Ayem b'simen ayintes, sebez be'alocha. Look in ayintes, be'alocha. Be'alocha writes over there that one can be makel if he closes his eyes. Mishnah Berurah, Mashiach Nechus, Mishnah Berurah, right over there. So there he says that Simas Einayim is good enough. Just close your eyes, and that would be sufficient to say Shema if the pig is walking by and he's inside the room and there's a window between the two.